This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham.
Pundits and pollsters are trying to figure out how they miscalled the presidential race. So many were nearly certain Hillary Clinton would win. In a Washington Post opinion piece, Michigan Congresswoman Debbie Dingell, a Democrat, says she knew Clinton was in trouble. She said so. Her fellow Democrats just didn't listen. Congresswoman Dingell joins me now. So what did you see that Clinton and other Democrats did not see?
One of the things that was very clear to me is that working people of all race, creed, and color really just want simple things. They want to be able to earn enough money to live in a safe neighborhood, put food on the table, be able to afford to go to a doctor, buy the medicine they may need, and educate their children. And too many of them are scared. They still feel the anxiety of what happened in 2008. They don't feel better off. And we've got to connect with working men and women, and that is what I believe was part of what was missing in this campaign.
You know the Clintons. Why not call them and tell them directly that they're leaving behind blue-collar workers? They're not talking about their concerns.
You know, I don't want to be part of a firing squad. I made the point that I did because I think that this is a message for all Democrats. I will be blunt that I shared this with many people, and I think they took a lot of things for granted. So I'm not going to cast this on one person or another. I did talk to many of those senior people, and they began to see it in the last few weeks.
You wrote that the Clintons didn't stop on a campus in your district, never went to a union hall, never talked to the Arab American community, while Bernie Sanders visited 10 times during the primary. Wasn't the Sanders win in the Michigan primary a clue to the Clinton Clinton campaign?
It should have been. I think people picked up on it late. I mean, they did go to all of those places in the general in the last few weeks. But yes, that's the point that I'm making. And this is not finger-pointing at what happened. This is soul-searching for as we go forward.
So this is a matter of, hey, pay attention. There's a lesson to be learned here that you didn't really see while the campaign was going on. Is that what this whole op-ed piece is?
That's what I would say that this is, because I'm very worried about working men and women in my district and throughout the country. And I want us to understand that we got to find a way that we're going to deliver for everybody and we can protect everybody. I think that's very critical.
It's been suggested by another member of Congress that perhaps the Democrats are too concentrated on the social justice issues and not enough about the bread and butter issues. Do you think that's the case?
I think we got to do both. And that's our challenge. How do we do both? And that's what we got to figure out.
You've got 2 years to the next election and four for the next presidential election. Are the Democrats going to be able to adjust that fast?
I think that we are having the discussions. That was the reason that I did this so quickly, not to do a firing squad at anybody, but to say we need to think about this. You know, we are the only voice for many people that need somebody to put out a helping hand. As a woman, I am where I am because of people who went before me and opened those doors wider. But we have to remember that as we are opening the doors wider, we have to open them for everybody. And that's our challenge. How do we make sure that we are fighting for all working men and women?
That is Debbie Dingell. She represents the Michigan 12th Congressional District. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.